And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself, a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotaged, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world, cause you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is reckless. Y'all got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. Just might have to build my own city where y'all need a real passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Wanna access smiles and the laughter. That's what we after. It's not me, they after.
Don't you run when you hear the sirens coming. When you hear the sirens coming, you better not run, cause the sirens not coming for you. What have you done? You went to school that day. Was a bit late, but it was a Monday. Kept after class for answering back. You apologized, any harm in that. What have you done? There's no need to run. If you've done nothing wrong, blue lights should just pass you by.
Yeah, but I still pay attention to them lights though. Cause them things get weird in the night, bro. Why I feel like I'm walking on a tightrope. Paranoid to death, my mind going psycho.
Picture of the red-handed act, he's gonna whisper.
Look, blood, I'm sorry, cause I know you got my back. He was running, I couldn't think I had to get out of that.
Not long ago, you and I'm into the shook ones. Now this really is part two, cause you're the shook one.
You run. Years or so, you survived those wildcat beers, kick it in the alley, in your van, weird to some, but to me it meant nothing. You were where you were at, now my business too, still emotions, had sick devotion, but baby you pulled the plug, dedicated, not a thug hat, distractions aren't enough hugs, and life can get you down, you didn't bug out, you tried to cope instead on your own. Heavy heart like when we first got stoned, and choking our lives like swallowing knives, and we were those cool cats, just not enough lives, never thought that you could die. It's us now, it's us now, it's us now. Stop, click, rewind, yeah. Try to play it all back, why do I? You wanted vanilla cake full of sweetness and berries, never fake, wanted homemade too, for goodness sake, just couldn't get good or get right, tired of following rules and paths that you did not like, always ended up in a fight, in the true depths, yes, of your mind, no one will ever know, cause your lyrics got flooded, any spirit could break while doors get muddied, so smoke that pain away, and the devil on your shoulders, moaning all that's left in skulls and bones, and remember when you got tossed to the vans more than two towns over, left to walk back on your owner, not sober, cuts over and over more than rocks in that shoe, street life got more for me than you, my mind still infected, and all these truths, they go undetected, better stop with rewind. Stop, click, rewind. Try to play it all back. Why do I? I couldn't stop you from dying. bragging, but no one would stop me from trying it when friends and family got tired of that line. I saw a bit of me and you in one time, felt 2-2, but then you died way before your body. Remember when you taught me to rap? Didn't let me take crap. Saw everything that I had, gave a mic to that, and didn't try to tap me like the others for my best. All you got was cardiac arrest.
Where's God now? The whole world's insane now.
But in my heart, I know the ones who left us wouldn't bear to make it. Don't hate you, God, for those that you've taken. They are the hearts and souls of empathetic genius.
Genius.
You took them out easy. Inner Venus.
Boom, boom, boom. Just remember where you heard it first, people. One on the 6 o'clock blitz. I'm your host, Hard Body Dreams. We got the young God King Wise. What's the science, God?
It's been a lovely night, lovely raps, and good music.
Oh, man. Come on, man. We having a barbecue cookout here, baby. We having a barbecue, man. We got so much beautiful people in the building. Yo, people, make some noise right now. Who do we got in the building, man?
Let him know.
Ow. Loka.
Artemisa here.
Bonafide MC.
Yep.
And we got Dimes.
Where's Dimes?
But Dimes stepped out for a second.
Oh, Dimes. Man.
Dimes.
Yeah. And we got some more brothers in here too, man. Hey, yo, man, I really appreciate y'all coming through tonight. Really, like,
appreciate you having us.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
I mean, it's like I said, man, this is all about building community, you know.
Yeah.
So before we get into our last, because, you know, we gotta get some more spits in y'all. You know what I mean? But I want
tell
y'all. Hold on. We gotta talk about Artemisa and Bonafide's song.
Let's do that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We gotta talk about that song. So,
right.
Which one of y'all wanna go first? And Bonafide, let's go with you first. Because that song was very deep.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate being able to share it here first.
No doubt.
No one has heard that on the air yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, I'm going to be dropping a bunch of music. But this particular song is produced by Makiro, who's like a Canadian producer. He puts out that Peanuts and Corn. It's definitely worth a check into if you have not checked it out. He makes incredible beats. He works especially efficiently. And he makes me feel like I can do my thing. So that was his beat. And that track is actually about a guy that I used to spit with on the island. He's no longer here, but I did bump into him. Like, everything in that song is 100% true. I went to pick up posters for a gig a while ago and bumped into him again, and I could hear his voice because he had like one of those crazy whiskey voices. So you could hear him across the boat, and I like jumped out of my car. I was like, yo. And I couldn't believe it was him. We like reconnected, talked about music again. But yeah, it's just, I think addiction and substance and that subject matter touches everyone in our town and in towns everywhere.
In the world.
So I'm really pleased to be able to share that because it's been a minute. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're crazy.
It was. And you gave 3 verses, which was, you know, it was worth it. Like, that's what I love about, like, you know.
I have a hard time not writing 3 verses.
Yeah. That's because that's really like the original, you know. Well, I mean.
So true.
Rap music used to be like 8 minutes long. No lie.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Eight minutes
for a song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now we're at 2 minutes and two. You know what I mean? Because I guess people's attention span, that's what they say, people's attention span. But, you know, I really appreciate hearing, you know, I appreciate hearing long form content. You know what I mean?
I like the 3 verses too. I like it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Artemisa. You're next up.
What's up? Well, that song that you dropped, its name is Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it have a really nice story because it was my first song that I dropped in, like, in Spotify and in YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually my first song that I pulled up in production. Like, I was just doing freestyle. And one day, one friend, he is a producer. Hello, Esnia. And he said to me, like, oh, we should do something. Like, I have a studio, you have a voice, we should do something, right? So we started writing. So actually, some of the letter is his writing, and we did something cool together. I think there is like an ideal of love is not like for someone exactly, because it was like a work together that we write down, and we worked with that beat just because of fun, you know, like mm-hmm. it was not, you know, like, oh, let's do something and let's get famous, you know.
Yeah,
it was just let's play a little bit on production time, and we love it. And then I traveled to Mexico, and Cinema Boat, the productions that did me the video, that make me the video, they loved the song, and they were like, okay, let's do a video of that. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty sentimental right now, because I didn't expect you to put love. I was expecting you to put No Tacos, No Paradise. That is a really commercial.
I like that song.
Artemisa, your voice is so sultry.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry right now.
Yeah.
But, thank
it's
you.
A beautiful song.
That was the correct song to play. I also want to ask you, was it the same person that made the beat, did they mix the song?
No.
Okay.
Because
low end was booming.
Yeah.
That bass was booming.
Absolutely.
And I always love singing over really solid bass and low end.
Yeah.
It's such a nice, you know, a symphony. Because they go together, but they're opposites.
Yeah, like they make space for each other.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Honestly, like I felt like I was on a beach in Mexico.
Yeah. You know,
with my love of my life.
Oh my God, yes.
A little bottle of rosé.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I just knew it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I was thinking of your song, No Tacos and No Paradise, because I'm like, I listened to it, I was like, this is pretty creative. Like, this is not, like, I wasn't, you know, like, I wasn't expecting that. And
yeah.
You're like, and your ad-lib is like, I'm hungry. I was like, yo, that's hilarious. In the song, I'm like, that's dope. So, it's very cinematic, that song. It was very cinematic. And like I said, you know, I love music with message. And I love music that can honestly activate my third eye and make me travel there in my mind, you know? I want to be able to see it, right? Even if I can't physically be there, I want to see it mentally, right? And you guys all painted a picture of that, right?
With even though, today. Like, No Tacos, No Paradise have a meaning, because I was like, all my songs that I write is because I'm having fun, right? Because I believe that's my best energy, like, when I'm just being silly.
Yeah.
But when I was in Mexico and I was writing No Tacos, No Paradise, I was actually thinking on the feeling that they're having tacos in here, you know, like 3 a.m. you're hungry,
that's what it felt like. Yeah,
yeah, and you miss it, and you miss like your family, you miss your country, you miss your food, right? Yeah. So that's the behind from No Tacos, No Paradise. Like,
that's fire. I like that, honestly. Y'all gotta listen to it, it's dope. And I can see, like, yeah,
I'm
like,
hungry.
Yo, just be silly, have fun, you know. That's, hey, if that's how your best version comes out, that's what I support, you know what I mean? That's like very powerful, you know. Like, honestly, for me, as funny as it might sound, I would say in the last 2 years I really learned how to take situations in my life emotionally and transfer it into the music.
Right.
Like, consciously.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where, like, yo, somebody did something to me, so instead of, like, taking it to another level, I go rap about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I've been rapping for how long? I'm 38. I've been rapping since I was 13. I just figured that out 2 years ago. You know what I mean? And I say it's funny because when you listen to the music, it's like, oh, it just feels like that's natural for you. You know what I mean? But, you know, I have my own story. And a lot of times, you know, I let emotions get the best of me, man. And I did a lot of self-destructive things too, right? So music is ultimately the way to transmute that energy in a positive way.
I can relate to that.
Where it doesn't have to harm you or somebody else, right?
It feels
honestly, music for me is like survival at this point. It's like a way to move. If I don't have it, I don't know that I'd be able to move through some of the shit that's going on. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really believe that.
100%.
Yep. 100%. You know, and, you know, that's we were talking about this earlier in the studio, man. Like, you know, it's like, you think of like Bob Marley, you know, and you're thinking about like rap, all like these artists that got killed. Allegedly. By not the government. What? You know, like, you know, Bob Marley. I don't know. Bob Marley, you know, Prodigy, right? P. Who else did I mention? Michael Jackson. Who else did I mention? Tupac.
Nipsey
Hussle, right? Like, all people who. You know, well, at least even with Pac and Nipsey, right? Like, you think of like the impact that they had on the world. Never mind just their blocks. You know what I mean? And what they were doing, right? And it's like how many great artists have to die, you know, for the message to be. But I guess like, you know, when you become like a serious political artist, you almost become a martyr. You know what I mean? If they get you,
you have more power than people with money if you have influence, and artists have that potential.
There's a Latin rapper, Cancerbero, that he says, like, if you have a message to spread, like, if you want to rap something, you have to read so you can spread some message, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you have hear about it, Cancerbero. His
favorite
rapper. Yeah, he died because of the depression. But yeah, like a lot of people know him. Like, he's a dope.
That's fire. And you do have to read. You have to study. You have to learn things, right? Because, you know, even let's just say, you know, you can't travel up to other countries, you know, but you can read about other countries and become, you know, knowledgeable of what's going on in those places, right?
Yeah. And if you don't read, what else are you going to talk about? You know, like violence, like.
Right?
So, you know, I got a King Wise PSA for everyone on the air. If y'all are making music and spreading negative frequencies, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you doing?
Yeah. Because
we only want positive frequencies out here.
No.
We got 6 minutes left on this.
Six o'clock
blitz.
6 minutes.
The sunshine.
90.1 FM CJSF.
Yes.
Yeah. So respect to all of you for coming through, because y'all are positive.
Right.
And you still got the bars. And if you can do that, that's a real test. Because I know a lot of brothers who can spit and not talk about true things or true experiences. So respect. Salute to you guys.
Thank you.
Bop, gunshot, you know. Air horn, baby.
Gunshot, air horn.
Yo, we gonna get the air horn effect. Yo,
before we wrap up.
Yo, man, before we wrap up, this is what we're gonna do.
We got one more, no?
One more instrumental. But y'all give everybody, all the ladies in the building, give a quick shout out. You know, we have on 106 o'clock, but we leave time to shout out people. So who you want to shout out?
Want to shout out my son Jackson, my mama,
yes,
our real ones, Tiago and CJ, and the creator. Shout out to creator.
Hi to my nephews. I'm back in Monterey. My family, my people here. I don't have a dog, but
it's weird that you say that, because I was thinking about a dog too. I'm like, I don't got a dog. What dog?
Remember earlier I was like big dog energy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But hi to creators and every people that is listening right now.
I would love to shout out Matt Kinroe and Thesis, two cats who are helping me mix up some music that's going to be released later this summer. It's going to be the first time I blast out into the ether, the World Wide Web, and I can't wait to share. But I also want to shout out Loka, because her and I have something in the works, too. So you heard it here first.
There we go.
Sharing the good news.
Shout out to you back.
Yeah. I'm going to shout my son and Source.
Yeah. Hey, yes.
I love it. We got 4 minutes left. Let's go.
Nugsy Bones, you know who you are.
Pass me the
hey, shout first. Out to you, Hardbody, for having us on here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you. You know, shout out to yourselves for showing up. Shout out to all the ladies in the building. Bop, 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 yep, bop, bop, yep, bop. Just yep, slotted, y'all. Hey, look, man. I told y'all. This is what one order, 6 o'clock. Blip, 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 blip. Hey, yo. This is one order, 6 o'clock blitz. Step into the building, it's like you about to step into the Ritz. I eat these rappers like crackers, I'm talking about the Ritz. If you ain't snapping on the microphone, have a fit. Smack you with the mitt in a baseball bat. I was really in the alley with the baseball black. What you talking about, slanging all racks? We ain't never seen y'all in the streets. Y'all was hanging with rats. I was really in the sales, trying to prevail. Like swollen members on my yacht, baby, I sail to Victoria. Look glorious, what a supermodel named Victoria. You know I'm victorious. Big whoa, chain on my neck like Notorious Wallace. Y'all brothers flying like an ostrich. Guess what? Ostriches don't fly. So I guess I had to take one straight to the sky. Let's go.
Wow.
Head in the sand. You talking about that thick chain? I like Busta's, man.
Ooh,
I love the way he keeps the Cuban link thick. Yeah, you know, I get that shit. I'm on Flick, click, yeah, Tubi.com, not me.
Oh.
I can't wait to share some things here. I be, yeah. Onafide, yeah. Get that shit here for free. So glad that I could kick it with Hardbody. Yo.
Hardbody, but I'm not hard like this freestyle that I'm going to drop up. My name is Arthur Misa y lo voy a hablar en español rico lindo para que tú escuches. Yo, lo que yo quiero ya escuchar es así. Lo que la música me hace divertir es que la energía ya es la energy. Like yo, I'm like a queen. Like yo, I'm like a queen, loca.
Yeah, this is a message for my exes. Yeah, loca. I think you're overdosed on your own self-importance, cause you're acting grandiose and it's kinda gross. I'm embarrassed for your folks. You can suck it, call that deep throat. You been on that sheep boat, homie, that's a weak flow. He defensive and obsessive. I steal the attention. Call me kleptic, I'm energetic, no pathetic. He say that I'm lazy, but that ain't what the check said. On the right path, cause I'm invested in my art, in my body, in my heart. Little star woman, bringing light to the dark. Got the spark, only care what my friends think. How could I care about a trick when his breath stink? They love to hate when they know that you the best thing. That walked away from them on to the next thing. No stress, man, got bruises on my body. Sorry if my view is rotten, but I learned even in the deepest love you still forgotten. Got scars in my skin cause I took it on the chin. My light ain't out yet, but it's dim. So I hit the reset and de-stress. What a chick gotta do for some goddamn respect. Observe and speak less, take a deep breath. I can't be blessed when I'm using, cause only thing I see, death.
Yes.
Y'all remember where y'all heard it first, baby. One order radio, 6 o'clock blitz, all body dreams, King Wise, we out. Ladies say peace.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of The Other Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting to you from the unceded territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I think every single week, in one way or another, I say that, you know, this is a very special week, and I think every week,